Chapter 18. Child, said Mrs. Poyser, falling at once from the key of B with five sharps to the franc, and genial C, the kettle's boiling, we'll have it ready in a minute, and the young uns all be in and wanting theirs directly. I'm quite willing you should go and see th old woman, for your one as is a lays welcome in trouble, Methodist or no Methodist. But, for the matter o' that, it's the flesh and blood folks are made on as makes the difference. Some cheeses are made o' skimmed milk and some o' new milk, and it's no matter what you call 'em, you may tell which is which by the look and the smell. But as to Thias Bede, he's better out o' the way, nor in God forgie me for saying so, for he's done little this 10 year, but make trouble for them as belong to him. And I think it 'ud be well for you to take a little bottle o' rum for th old woman, for I dare say she's got never a drop o' nothing to comfort her inside. Sit down, child, and be easy, for you shan't stir out till you've had a cup o' tea, and so I tell you. During the latter part of this speech, Mrs. Poyser had been reaching down the tea things from the shelves, and was on her way towards the pantry for the loaf, followed close by Toddy, who had made her appearance on the rattling of the teacups, when Hetty came out of the dairy relieving her tired arms by lifting them up, and clasping her hands at the back of her head. Molly, she said, rather languidly, just run out, and get me a bunch of dock leaves. The butter's ready to pack up now. Do you hear what's happened, Hetty? Said her aunt. No, how should I hear anything, was the answer, in a pettish tone. Not as you'd care much, I dare say, if you did hear, for you're too feather-headed to mind, if everybody was dead, so as you could stay upstairs a-dressing yourself for 2 hours by the clock. But anybody besides yourself 'ud mind about such things happening to them as think a deal more of you than you deserve. But Adam Bede and all his kin might be drownded for what you'd care, you'd be perking at the glass the next minute. Adam Bede drowned? Said Hetty, letting her arms fall and looking rather bewildered, but suspecting that her aunt was as usual exaggerating with a didactic purpose. No, my dear, no, said Dinah kindly, for Mrs. Poyser had passed on to the pantry without deigning more precise information. Odd Adam. Adam's father, the old man, is drowned. He was drowned last night in the Willow Brook. Mr. Irwin has just told me about it. Oh, how dreadful, said Hetty, looking serious, but not deeply affected. And as Molly now entered with the dock leaves, she took them silently, and returned to the dairy without asking further questions. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.